Seattle's Morning News, this is Dave Ross with Colleen O'Brien. The website proudly proclaims that they recycle 350,000 tons of residential yard and food waste every year.
Cedar Grove Soils filters stormwater runoff, protecting salmon and marine habitats.
Cedar Grove Compost, my ingredients can't get enough of it.
It is the very model of a sustainable, environmentally responsible operation. However, hundreds of residents of Snohomish County claim they are paying a very high price for Cedar Grove Composting's operations, a foul odor, which makes it impossible for them to enjoy their property. To find out whose rights may or may not have been trampled upon, we will consult with former State Attorney General Rob McKenna, our conversation made possible by the Arista Point Private Group Marketplace and Guardian Roofing. Rob, there's been a recent court ruling in the case of the odors that allegedly emanated from Cedar Grove. What did the jury decide?
Well, the jury decided that the plaintiff hadn't proved his case, mainly because it appeared that the evidence was mixed about where the odors were actually coming from. Were they coming from, you know, Cedar Grove Composting, or were they coming from other stinky sources in the area?
There is no question, though, but that you have a right to the use of your property free of noxious smells, and that anybody generating those smells has a responsibility to do something about it, right?
Yes, and there are clean air requirements as well. In fact, this company has been cited by the Puget Sound Clean Air Agency for violations. They paid fines. And they've invested, they say, millions of dollars in odor control technology to try to reduce the odors. This is an issue I had a lot of experience with when I was on the King County Council, because Cedar Grove also operates a composting facility, or used to, in South King County.
So what do you do in cases like this? I don't think anybody questions the fact that there is an odor in the air. It's just the source they're having trouble establishing. Is that right?
Well, in this case, yes, because you've got a couple of municipal sewage treatment plants that are in the vicinity, and you've got another company that makes topsoils that's in the area. So you really do have to sort out responsibility before you can tell one company that they're violating the law or they're subject damages. But if you can isolate the cause to a single company, and particularly if they're in violation of environmental regulations or laws, they can be liable. And even if they're not technically violating laws and regulations, they could be liable for interfering with your quiet enjoyment of your property.
Is there an objective way to determine whether you do in fact have an odor problem affecting your property?
Ah, that's the challenge, isn't it? It's somewhat subjective. And not only that, the problem can vary from day to day depending on the weather, you know, how hot it is, which way the wind is blowing, and so forth. So typically, I think where you'd see a successful case, you'd see the ability to prove that the offending site is in fact responsible for the odors that you're smelling that are making it hard for you to use your property. And you'd have more than one person complaining about it, assuming that, it isn't, you know, your immediate next door neighbor, that you'd have the neighborhood complaining about it. That would give you a stronger case.
Okay, well, suppose you place these sensors, and I believe such things do exist, odor sensors, and you establish that, okay, odors are in fact leaving the compost property, but you can't precisely establish that they're landing on any particular private property owner's land. Somebody still has to be held responsible, right? I mean, if a private property owner has to be able to establish the exact weather conditions that caused this, nobody would ever be able to win such a lawsuit. And yet their property would still be useless to them, and certainly nobody would want to buy it.
Well, this raises the age-old philosophical question. If compost is rotting in the forest, but there's no one there to smell it, this is still stinky. If you can show your property value is diminished, particularly if you can show that the company running the facility is violating clean air laws and regulations, I think you've got a pretty strong case. But apparently this one plaintiff was unable to isolate the odor to Cedar Grove, or how much of the odor was the problem, was coming from them. You know, it is a little bit like noise, too, is the farther you get away from the source, the more mixed it becomes. How do you assign liability to one company if you can't somehow quantify how much of the problem is their responsibility as opposed to the other facilities?
So before you sue over a noxious odor, you need to know exactly where it's coming from.
Well, you better get some experts in who can say with some confidence that they can isolate the smell to a particular source. So it'll be interesting to see if subsequent lawsuits that are still underway reach a different result based on better evidence.
And then looking at it from the other point of view, if you're going to set up a composting facility, do it near a sewage treatment plant, and they'll never be able to catch you.
apparently. I don't know if that was they were looking for camouflage or not, but I'll tell you what, I've driven by the sewage treatment plant in Renton that's owned by Metro, King County, many times on warm summer evenings coming back from SeaTac. Mm-hmm. It's pretty ripe. So, you know, sometimes odors are just inevitable where we need things like sewage treatment and composting, because we all believe in recycling.
All right. That's not an odor. That's the sweet perfume of environmental stewardship.
Exactly.
Our legal consultant, former State Attorney General Rob McKenna, our conversation made possible by Guardian Roofing and the Arista Point Private Group Marketplace. Thanks, Rob.
Thank you, Dave.